Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I'm with Charles Atkinson from Great Bend. He is a ASA director for Kansas and is with the Kansas Soybean Association. Charles, can you tell us what's going on with the Farm Bill?
Well, right now the Farm Bill, of course, everyone knows ended last year, and we've got some extensions. We're working real hard with Congress to try to get this pushed through. I know there's a lot of things going on that we don't have any control of, but we're always at the Hill, always working with them, letting them know what the farmers' priorities are. And, of course, the priority right now is to get this new Farm Bill off the ground, and we've heard lots of things that we're going to get it done this year. Now we're hearing that it might drag out a little bit longer, so we're just trying to encourage that get this thing passed, because we need to be able to make plans. We need to get this thing updated and get it in the hands of the farmer so we can actually utilize it.
And Charles, can you tell us about the priorities for American Soybean Association?
Right now our biggest priority is to make sure that we can secure and keep our safety net. The crop insurance is very important, vital to us. All of us in Kansas know that after 2 years of drought, it's been a lifesaver for a lot of our farms and our producers. So we want to make sure we keep that going. Of course, transportation is always big on the forefront, and we're always trying to see what we can do to better things for our producers.
And just one final thing, Charles. Why is it important how American Soybean Association protects the checkoff?
Well, the checkoff is very important to all of us. All of us who grow crops are part of the checkoff, and we're basically investing our own money into new uses. There's been a push up in Washington to try to eliminate some of the checkoffs, and we know the importance because we're putting money into our own product that it basically gives us a return. United Soybean Board tells us for every dollar we invest, we get $12.34 back. So the checkoffs can't lobby. They can't talk to Congress about, hey, how important this is. So our job as American Soybean Association is to be able to carry that message to D.C. for the commission and let our Congress know how important it is to our producers to keep doing the research and keep doing the new products and the new promotion. Because if we don't have that, then we're going to have to go to Congress and ask them for that money, and we know how that's going to happen. So we should all take pride in the fact that we're using our own dollars to improve ourselves. Not too many places in this world can say that.
And that's Charles Atkinson from Great Bend. And we are at the Commodity Classic here in Houston, Texas. And I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.